The snowstorm that blanketed the Northeast brought a record snowfall to New York City, 26.9 inches in Central Park. It was the largest amount measured since people started keeping records in 1869. Here's NPR's Margot Adler.
The snowfall here was lighter and fluffier and drier than usual, so that fewer trees were downed and there was less damage all around. There were huge muddy puddles 10 inches deep on some corners and yellow caution tape around several buildings to warn of falling ice, but most schools in the city were open and most commuters got to work. Still, 500 planes were canceled at New York's three airports over the weekend, and the most serious commuter delays took place on the Long Island Railroad. Tisha Nugent was trying to get to her babysitting job in Long Island, but after 2 hours, she gave up.
They just told us that there's no train going to Port Washington.
At all?
At all. So now I'm going back home. The news told us that we are going to get trains in and out of Penn Station by 10 o'clock. We come here, there's no trains.
The place to be was Central Park, sunny with more than 2 feet of snow, so pristine you could put it on your tongue. And given that most schools were open, the kids from the few schools that were closed had the sledding hills all to themselves. Margie Van Dow was there with her two children.
So what brings you out?
This beautiful sunny weather and the snow, the bright, warm snow.
And no school today?
No school. I think ours is the only school that's closed. And the snow is fluffy and clean and beautiful.
It wasn't the only school. A group of middle schoolers from Riverdale, David Karp, Jake Orbison, and Casey Edelstein, were taking a rest from a snowball fight and talking about the moment they heard the word snow day.
Yesterday afternoon, and now the principal is kicking it.
Yeah,
is that a reasonable hill or not?
Yeah, that's a great hill.
Is this the best snow you've seen in the park?
Yeah, 24.9 inches. New
Frankie,
record.
Come over here.
26,
Frank,
I think, actually.
Frankie came.
Over by the Imagine plaque in Strawberry Fields, Peter Marber was throwing lazy snowballs like a pitcher warming up while his family was building a snowman. Marber, who works on Wall Street, had a flight to Europe canceled. It's not every day, he said, that you get a snow day when you're 42 years old.
Did my emails, had a conference call, and decided to come and play with the kids in the snow.
Marber picks up a perfectly crafted, totally spherical snowball.
I'm telling you, these are concussion-possessed snowballs. You know?
Really? I mean...
No, I'm serious. Like, if you feel this, it's unbelievable.
Once the sun's on it for a little bit, it warms up.
I'm tempted to pack a few and take them, bring them back to the freezer, you know? Like, break
them
out.
Throw them around.
I mean, they're just perfect. Just utterly perfect.
Is this the best snowball you've made in...
in decades. Maybe certainly for the millennium, we could say that. Okay.
By tomorrow, the snow will all be brown and grimy. No one will want to stick out their tongue for a taste. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.